The Corporation in the 21st Century by John Kay. The one-sentence summary. Almost everything we are told about business is wrong. What the book says. Corporations once exercised power through their ownership of the means of production, but today products and production have dematerialised. The commodities we now value appear on your screen, fit in your pocket, or occupy your head. Big businesses now face a crisis of legitimacy. The pharmaceutical industry creates life-saving vaccines, but has lost the trust of the public. Meta and Alphabet have more customers than any companies in history, but are widely reviled. The pursuit of shareholder value has destroyed many great companies. What we call profit is no longer primarily a return on capital, but is economic rent. The earnings that arise because some people, places and institutions have commercially valuable talents which others struggle to emulate. It is often regarded as unearned, because it exceeds what is economically or socially necessary and usually comes about due to market inefficiencies or information asymmetries. Rent seeking is an attempt to appropriate value created by other individuals or companies through monopolies or unneeded intermediary services. Four main problems exist in the relationship between business and society. 1. The motivation and standards of behaviour of leaders of industry. 2. The interface between business and finance. 3. The difficulty of constructing a regulatory regime that is relevant and effective. And 4. The sometimes too tenuous relationships between prices, costs, and values. Tripartite linkage refers to the connection from personal wealth to the provision of productive capital to control of business. This was a defining characteristic of the Industrial Revolution, but it has now dissolved. Maturity transformation allowed liquid saving to fund long-term investment. Manufacturing fetishism is the idea that manufacturing is the central economic activity and that everything else is somehow subordinate. It is deeply ingrained in human thinking. The unprecedented prosperity of the modern world is the result of the growth in our collective intelligence. Together we know more than any individual can know, so together we are better at everything.